You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Good morning, good morning. It's time to get up from there because Jesus is alive and well.
Oh,
it's time to get up.
Yeah.
This is the Miracle
Thank
Blessing
you,
and Healing broadcast.
Hallelujah.
With our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from Miracle
Hallelujah.
Deliverance Healing Revival Center
yes.
Incorporated, located at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue
Hallelujah.
In Melbourne, Florida.
Yes.
You're welcome to stop by,
Thank
tune
you.
In, listen in.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Don't you dare miss your blessing on today.
Amen.
I don't care what they say. Miracles is happening in this season and in this time. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I want to make some brief announcement before we let this fireball,
Amen.
My apostle Elizabeth,
Hallelujah.
Loose. We're going to make some brief announcements.
Yes.
We
yes.
want you to join us on tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise
We're going to have Pastor Joe Orange. He's going to be breaking forth the
yeah.
bread of life.
Yeah.
So we're asking you to come on out and join us at 8 p.m. Pastor Joe Orange will be breaking forth the
Thank
bread
you,
of
Jesus.
Life.
Hallelujah.
And then on Friday night, we're going to have Pastor Geraldine Hayward. She's going to come forth with the word at 8
yeah.
p.m.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you better come on and step in the water because miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place in the house. And God is moving,
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. Join us on Sunday morning. I done told you before.
Yeah.
It's time to train up a child in the way that they should go. Huh? And when they get older, they will not depart from it.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Join us at 10 a.m. Where our sister Letitia Camargo, she will be doing the Sunday school for the children.
Yeah.
It's time to
yeah.
get that.
Yeah,
hey, they get
yeah.
Roblox. They get Facebook.
Come
they get
on.
Everything else in.
Yeah.
But it's time for get some Jesus on the inside of these children.
Yeah.
Bring them on out to Miracle Deliverance for Sunday school. At 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And then join us at 11:30 where our
youth
prophet
Sunday.
Yeah, it's gonna be youth
yeah.
Sunday. We're gonna let the children
oh,
loose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're gonna
people.
Have prophet
yeah.
Mike. He's gonna be breaking forth the bread of life. And I'm telling you, you don't wanna miss it, huh?
Amen.
They wanna put children to the side and oh,
come
going
on.
Over there, have children church. But yeah. Jesus says, suffer the children
let come.
To come unto me. Forbid them not, for
yeah.
such is the kingdom
yeah.
of heaven is theirs.
Yeah.
So we gonna let these children loose on Sunday. It's gonna be Youth Sunday. You come on out and join us and watch how God
yeah.
move in the children
yeah.
at 11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss these services. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm gonna let our apostle loose. Hallelujah. Then I'm gonna come back with some more announcement because I'm telling you, we going down to Charleston, South Carolina, and God is gonna move
yeah.
in our convention.
Get ready. Get ready.
And that's gonna be at Anointed Temple Outreach Ministry
yeah.
2024 Baker Drive North in
oh,
beautiful
yeah.
Charleston,
yeah.
South Carolina, 29406. November the 28th
yeah.
through the 30th.
Get
I'm telling you, talking
on.
About heaven
on.
On earth,
Don't
you
be
better
left
not miss it. I'm
Don't
telling you, God
behind.
Is going to move.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to get wherever the move of God is happening. Now, here's our apostle, Dr.
God.
Elizabeth Hable. He that has an ear, you better hear what the Spirit is saying on today. God
Thank
bless you.
You, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. Thank God for you being here today.
Yes, yes.
Thank God for the presence of the Lord.
Ooh,
the presence
hallelujah.
Of the Lord is here.
Hey, hallelujah.
The power of the Lord is here.
Ooh.
And I want you to come with me to Luke, amen, the fifth chapter today.
Yes.
Amen. God is speaking to his people, and it's time for people to get their life ready and get their life in order.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Savior's here. The Savior's born. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his life
amen.
So that you can be set free.
Yes.
Luke, amen, 5:17. Read it for me, please, if you will.
And it came to pass
and
on a certain day.
It came to pass on a certain day. Amen. Now, amen, there is coming. Things are going to come to pass on a certain day.
Come on.
God has a certain day, amen, for you to be delivered. God has a certain day for you to be set free.
Yes.
Amen. And Jesus is available. Praise God. Hallelujah. So things are going to come to pass. Amen.
Yes.
On that certain day. Read on for me, please.
And as he was teaching.
As he was teaching.
That there was Pharisees.
There was Pharisees.
And doctors of the law sitting by.
Doctors of the law sitting by.
which were come out of every town of Galilee.
Which came out of every town of Galilee.
And Judea.
And Judea.
And Jerusalem.
And Jerusalem.
And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
And the power of the Lord was present to heal. I want you to know the power of God is right now here, ready to heal you.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to be sick. You don't have to be sin sick, naturally sick. Amen. Praise God. The power of God is here. And amen. The Pharisees and the doctors, praise God. Hallelujah. Lawyers were sitting by to receive what God has. Are you ready today to receive what God has? Amen. Because God has miracles in store for you. God has deliverance and salvation, healing, amen, in store for you. Read on for me, please.
And behold, men brought a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy.
And they brought a man, amen, hallelujah, and a bed who was sick. Amen. Hallelujah. With palsy. Oh, I don't care what kind of disease you got. Amen. I know, folks, you don't understand. I got Arthur Ryder. You don't understand. Arthur been riding me for the longest. You don't understand. I got heart trouble. Heart is acting up.
Oh,
I
hallelujah.
Got cancer. I don't care what you got. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the healer is in town.
Hallelujah.
Healer is available for you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And I don't care if you're laying on your back.
Come on.
I don't care if you're laying on your back, your front, your side. Amen. I don't care if you're sitting up, standing up. Amen. Kneeling down. I don't care. Amen. I want you to know the healer is here.
Yes.
And God will deliver you. And God will set you free. Read on for me, please.
And they sought means to bring him in.
They was looking for a way to bring him in.
And lay him before him.
And lay him before Jesus. Read on.
And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in.
They found what way they couldn't find a way to bring him in.
Because of the multitude.
Because the multitude is there.
They went upon the housetop.
They went on the housetop.
And let him down through the towel.
Let him down through the towel.
Which was his couch into the midst before Jesus.
Oh, woo. Hallelujah. My laid him God. Down on a couch in the midst before Jesus. Somebody getting ready to get a housetop miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. You can get it on the housetop. You can get it outside. Side, amen. You can get it in the basement.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. But I know God's ready to give you a miracle.
Oh,
amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. They brought this man through the roof because it was too crowded.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But don't let nobody hinder you from getting your miracle.
Yes.
Don't let nobody hinder you from getting your deliverance.
Yes.
I know they're ready to stop you. They're trying to block you.
Oh,
praise God.
God.
Hallelujah. But you got to be determined.
Yes.
Ah, if you're determined, you're going to get it. Don't let the enemy stop you from doing nothing for God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because God see you. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's ready to deliver you. He's ready to bring you out. Amen. He's ready to heal you and bless you.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
And when he saw their faith.
When he saw their faith.
He
see? Hallelujah. God has to see faith in you.
Yes.
Amen. Many of you are doubtful. You talk doubt. You got a negative spirit.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. Negativity is causing the devourer to come in and destroy you.
Yes.
Amen. No matter what happened, you better speak positive. You better speak faith. You better say, God, I know you can do it. These men had faith.
Yes.
Pour them through the roof. Amen. Hallelujah. On the rooftop, through the roof, bring out the roof. Amen.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Glory to God to get this man in. Because they know if we get him there, all we got, you just got to get to miracle deliverance.
Come on.
People are getting miracles. The signs and wonders are happening just through the word. Amen.
Yes,
a spoken word.
Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said, the Bible declared he sent his word and healed them and delivered them out of all their trouble. All it takes is a word. Hallelujah. When the anointing is in, when the power of God is in it. Hallelujah. And faith is there.
Ooh.
It's got to happen.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
He said unto him,
Man,
thy sins are forgiven thee.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. What did he do? He took power. power over sin.
Yes.
Amen. Jesus said, man, your sin are forgiven you.
Yes.
What are you saying? I'm telling you got power to speak, amen, salvation in somebody's life when they got faith. Speak it in their life.
Yes.
Speak it in your children's life.
Yes.
Speak it in your husband, your wife's life. Speak it in your boss's life. Whoever you want to be healed, amen, let them know the healer's in town. Let them know the one that's saved and set free is in town.
Yes.
And if you will receive the word, you can be delivered. You can be set free.
Yes.
Amen. You can be forgiven. Read on for me, please.
And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason, saying,
Now, amen. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of church folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That doubt. There's a lot of church folks that don't understand what's going on. Amen. The scribes and the Pharisees, those that, hallelujah, knew the word, that read the word, quote the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They begin to start complaining. Amen. Hallelujah. It's bad when you're around church folks that start complaining.
Come on.
Because they don't understand. Sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. When you don't understand. When you don't understand how God works. When
yes.
you don't understand how God operates.
Yes.
You need to keep your mouth closed. Amen. Because you could miss your deliverance. You could miss your healing. You could miss your miracle. You could miss salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the scribes and Pharisees there, and they start opening their mouth. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't know what's in people's heart till they open their mouth.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And all the negative things come out.
Ooh.
Amen. Hallelujah. But I got power to rebuke that negative.
Ooh,
I got power to bind it up. Hallelujah. And I will. Read on for me, please.
Who is this with speaking blasphemy?
Saying, who is this that speaking blasphemy? See what they say?
Yes.
They called Jesus that he's speaking blasphemy.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's speaking against the Holy Ghost. He's speaking against the power of God when he said, man, thy sin forgiving me. No. Amen. Hallelujah. We got that power.
Yes.
God has given us that anointing. God has given us that we can speak those kind of words. And it will happen. We're not speaking blasphemy. Amen. But we're speaking out of the anointing and power of God. And it's got to happen.
Yes.
What else did they say?
Who can forgive
Who
sins
can forgive
but God
sin
alone?
But God only. Hallelujah. Yes, God is the only one that
yes.
can forgive sin. But we can speak it. Amen.
Yes.
And God will honor our words.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
But when Jesus perceived their thoughts.
Jesus perceived. See, Jesus know their thought. He know what people thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. I know many of you think, that preacher there, that woman of God. Yeah, I know your thought. Because,
right.
amen, God is a revealer. And
mm-hmm.
he'll reveal it. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus knew their thought. He knew what they was thinking. Read on.
He answered and
said unto them,
what reason ye in your hearts?
What reason you in your heart? Why you got all that kind of thought in your heart?
Yes.
Why are you thinking like that?
Yes.
Amen. Many of you got thinking. The devil take your mind. And you think all kind of things.
Yes.
Amen. But get rid of that stinking thinking.
Yes.
Get rid of that doubtful thinking.
Come on.
Amen. That fearful thinking.
Yes.
And get the thinking of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to talk to them.
Ooh.
Say, what reason you in your heart?
Yes.
Why are you thinking like you are
yes.
in your heart? See, amen, when you don't know who you got around you, when you don't know, amen, hallelujah, that there's anointed man of God,
yes.
anointed woman of God around you, amen, hallelujah, that speaks as an anointed article, a vessel of God.
Yes.
Then you take it the opposite way. You better know who's around you.
Amen.
You better know who's in your environment. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God, you better know who your prophet or your apostle is
right.
or your pastor is.
Yes.
Read on for me, please.
Whether it it's easier to say.
Well, it's easy to say.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Or to say.
Or to say.
Rise up and
rise
walk.
Rise up. Which one is easier?
Come
rise
on.
Up and walk. I got the power to say anyone.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. And if I say it, hallelujah, he gonna do it. Yeah. So which one is easier to say? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God has given me authority to say it. And then when I say it, it's going to happen. Read on for me, please.
But that ye may know. But
that you may know.
That the Son of Man.
Have power.
Upon earth to forgive sins.
On earth. See, he had power on earth. And we got that same power on earth to forgive sin. So that's what we can say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he spoke. And said to the sick of the palsy, what did he say?
And I say unto thee,
arise,
and take up thy couch,
and
go into thine house.
And go into thy house. Amen. So he said, I want y'all doubters, amen, hallelujah, and you folks that don't understand, and you that have stinking thinking in your mind, I'm going to say the other one too. Amen. Rise, take up your couch. Amen, hallelujah, and get on in your house.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. God know what to tell you to do.
That's
God
right.
has anointed man of God and the woman of God to tell you what to do.
Yes.
All you got to do is do it.
Yes.
In that way, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mary said
That's
to those
right.
when they had the wine,
yes.
whatever he say yes. unto you, do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
And immediately he rose up before them. And took up that whereon he laid.
Took up that couch he laid on.
And departed to his own house.
And he departed to his own house.
Glorifying God.
Hey, it's time Hallelujah. For you to get up and do what God say and begin to glorify God.
Yes.
Hey, it's in your praise.
Yes.
It's in your glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's time for you to glorify God. God.
Yes.
It's time for you to praise God
yes.
for what he has done and for what he's going to do.
Yes.
Don't you sit there thinking about all the things he hasn't done, but you think about how he delivered you and how he saved you and how he brought you out because God is going to bring you out. You are going to be free.
Yes.
And whom the Son set free, they are free indeed. Read on for me, please.
And they were all amazed.
They were all amazed.
And they glorified
and
God.
And they glorified God.
And were filled with
and
fear,
were filled
saying,
with fear, saying,
we have seen strange things today.
We have seen strange things today. Amen. Many of you, you better get ready. You're getting ready to see strange things. Amen. God's going to deliver. God's going to heal. Amen. The sick is going to get up.
Yes.
Amen. If they're in their bed, they're going to get up out of their bed.
Yes.
If they're on crutches and cane, they're going to throw it down.
Yes.
If they're in the wheelchair, they're going to get up and roll the wheelchair.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Glory to God. If they're blind, they're going to start yelling out, I can see, I can see, I can see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God's going to do strange things.
Yes.
Are you ready now to see strange things, amen, that's going to happen to you? Praise God, amen. God's going to bless you in the neighborhood. He's going to bless you in the city.
Yes.
He's going to bless you in the country. You're going to see strange things
beginning
to happen to you.
Hallelujah.
God's going to bless your life. People getting ready to walk up and give you money. Praise God, hallelujah. You never had money like it before.
Yes.
But God's going to let strange things begin to happen to you.
Yes.
Don't be surprised. While you're praising God
Hallelujah.
And while you're thanking God,
yes.
somebody walk up to and give you a call.
Come on.
Don't be surprised.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. If they come and tell you, I'm going to give you this business.
Yes.
God told me to give you this business.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you glorify God.
Yes.
Because you have faith in God.
Yes.
If you will doubt,
Ooh.
You're going to do without. But if you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. So when you believe God, hallelujah, you're going to receive. God going to bless you. Ooh. I'm telling you, saint, this is our time. Hallelujah. And this is our season where God is going to move for us. Oh, the enemy can't hold us back no longer. The enemy can't keep us down no longer. No. Because our sins are going to be forgiven, and we're going to be healed, and we're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got the power to speak what we need in our life. We got the power to say it. Say it. Ooh. I'm healed. Hallelujah. Just say it. Yes. I got the job. Oh, I got the business. I got the school. Hallelujah. I got the hospital. I got the children home. Ooh. I got the elderly home. Just say it. And when you say it, God's going to do it. But out of your mouth can receive blessings or can receive, hallelujah, delivering. Call those things that be not as though they were. Call it into existence. Call in your miracle. Call in your deliverance. Ahead, because you are ready now to get a housetop miracle. Ooh. You are ready now to get a basement miracle.
Come on.
You are ready now to get a beach miracle. It can happen on the beach.
Hallelujah.
It can happen on the sea. Hallelujah. It can happen. Yes. Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Yes. Because God is everywhere. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Do you believe God?
Hallelujah. Yes.
You got to have faith. And faith come by hearing the word of God. You got to have faith. And this is what we preach. We preach about faith.
Yes.
I'm not here telling you to doubt God.
Yes.
I'm here to telling you to believe God and stand on his word and on his promises, because you getting ready to receive what God has. Is anything too hard for God?
No,
it's not. But you got to stand on the word of God and believe God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to call the evangelist to pray the sinner's prayer.
Oh, glory to the Lamb.
And to pray for you to be healed. You just believe God. It's going to happen to you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
And he died for your sins.
Oh, yeah.
And right now I want you to say, and I want you to confess, you got to open up your mouth. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Open up your mouth and say, Father God, forgive me right now. I repent of my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. And he was raised on the third day. For the sins for the whole world. And I accept them into my heart.
Hallelujah.
See, you gotta open up your mouth and say, Lord, I accept you as my personal savior. You done accepted everything else.
Hallelujah.
But why not accept Jesus into your heart?
Yes,
why not accept him as your personal savior?
Yes,
oh, glory to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
And when you do that, the Bible say you are saved. And then don't you just sit there and keep listening on Facebook. But the Bible say, fail not to assemble yourselves with the saints. Find yourself a church that's preaching the word of God. Find yourself a church that's preaching faith. Find yourself a church where miracles, signs, and wonders is happening. And if you don't have a church, you're welcome to come to Miracle Deliverance. 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. And right now, those of you that are sick, the devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you now. Satan, Lord God, rebuke you. I'm out you right now. Loose your hold on the people of God. Loose your hold on them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. The Bible said, for you were wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes you are healed. I don't care what the doctors say. You got sugar diabetes. You say you're healed. I don't care if you say you got foot trouble, you better say
God
you
I
healed.
Serve, the God I serve, the God I serve, the God I serve. He is a miracle, 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 working God.
Oh, my, 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 my.
The God we I serve, the God we serve,
hey, hey.
The God we serve, the God we serve. He is a miracle, 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 working God.
You don't believe it? Try God today.
Ooh.
See what my Father shall buy and make a way.
He is a miracle, 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 working God. The God I serve, the God we serve, the God we serve, the God we serve. He is a miracle, 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 working God.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The God we serve, the God we serve, the God we serve, the God we serve. He is a miracle, 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 working God.
Well, well, well. You don't believe it? Try God today. See, won't my Father stop by and make a way?
He is a miracle, miracle,
I love
miracle,
him, I love him.
Working God.
Bo, 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 bo.
The God we serve, the God we serve, the God we serve, the God we serve. He is a miracle, 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 working God.
Woo. Oh, my God, yes, if you believe it, you better get up from there.
Yes, sir.
You better start glorifying God. Your healing is in your praise.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
healing, your deliverance is
yes,
in
sir.
Your glorifying
Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah.
I tell you, God don't care what it feels like.
Hallelujah.
You better get up from there and start
yes,
praising
sir.
God.
Yeah.
And then meet us on tonight.
Come on tonight
at 8 p.m.
Yes,
where Pastor Joseph Orange will be
oh,
breaking forth the bread
God.
Of life. I don't care how you feel.
Yes,
you better
sir.
Get up from there.
That's
and
right.
you better
Get
come glorifying God.
Yes.
And then meet us on Friday night
yes.
at 8 p.m. where Pastor Geraldine Orange, she'll be breaking forth
Haywood.
The bread of life.
Yes.
Pastor Geraldine Haywood, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to change your name, Pastor Geraldine.
No,
Pastor
no.
Geraldine Haywood will meet us there at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
on Friday. Come on and join us. And then join us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. For Sunday school where Letitia
Yeah.
Camargo will be teaching
Come
Sunday
on.
School for the children, huh?
Amen.
And then Pastor Prophet Michael
yeah.
Terry,
you
he'll
son.
Be breaking forth the
you
bread of
son.
Life for you
yeah.
Sunday
yeah.
at 11:30.
Come
and
on.
Then join us,
Come
oh my
on.
God, huh? on next week
yeah.
at Anointed Temple Outreach Ministry 2024.
National Convention.
Baker Drive North, Charleston, South Carolina, November the 28th through
yeah.
the 30th.
Our National Convention.
Oh my God,
and
our national
convention. Yeah.
God is gonna move by
Come
His
on.
Power.
Come
He's
on.
Gonna move by His
Come
Spirit.
On.
I'm telling you.
Yes, yes, hallelujah. And you got to get there, all of you in Carolina.
Yes.
Amen. You in Georgia, all around those areas. Alabama, Mississippi,
Woo.
Florida. Amen. Come on and let God bless you.
Yes.
God has a miracle in store for you with your name on it. But you got to get up and come and get it.
You better come.
Hallelujah.
In.
Come on to that convention.
Woo.
God always bless us. God always work miracle for us.
Yes,
amen. And when we come back. Oh, we get all kind of miracles.
Ooh,
Amen. When you return. See, that's why the devil don't want you to go. But you better get up
that's
from
right.
there and get on down there to South Carolina. Because after we come back, God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
And there's many miracles and blessings for you with your name on it.
That's right.
God
but
bless you.
You better.
We'll be looking to see you there.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Get there. Get in your car. Fly, amen, on the airplane.
Yes.
Get your bicycle. Get your motorcycle. Amen. Hallelujah. All these cycles, get them and come on out.
Yes.
Walk if you got to walk. Amen. But get there.
Hitch
amen.
Tight.
To this. Amen. Hallelujah. International convention. You invited there.
Come
amen.
On.
For God to bless and for God to move and for God to deliver you. He got a blessing with your name on it, but you have to come in order. To get it. God bless you.
Don't you miss your blessing.
You, and we are praying for you.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you have, amen, a blessed and happy, thanksgiving.
Yes,
think about all the things that you need to do to give God thanks, because it's time to give him thanks for all that he's done. Thank God for healing my daughter. Granddaughter was in an accident. Destiny, God heal and bless her.
Yes, she
and
did.
She's alive and well.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Know that God is with me, so I keep it.